One of the most high-profile examples of someone who's been rounded up by ICE in recent months is Kilmar Abrego-Garcia, and the fate of his situation is still up in the air. He's awaiting trial on human smuggling charges set for January in Tennessee. But your department's also working to get him deported to Uganda. If he broke the law in this country, as the administration alleges, shouldn't he be held here and face charges here instead of being deported?
Well, prosecution decisions are always made by the Department of Justice and Pam Bondi's department, so we will let them do that. Although this individual does have criminal charges pending, he has charges pending against him civilly as well. And the one thing that we will continue to do is to make sure that he doesn't walk free in the United States of America.
But I heard you say that we're going to let the Justice Department do that. Does that mean the push to deport him to Uganda is off?
Oh, we will still continue to pursue all options.
Okay.
We will make sure that he's not released into this country. So regardless of that, yes, absolutely. He's not an American citizen, and he shouldn't be here, and especially because of his dangerous criminal activities, we should ensure that we leave every avenue on the table.